Hi, everyone. It's me, Randall the Reading Rat. I've been traveling around collecting stories for the Story Machine. I can't wait to hear some stories. There's nothing like a good tale to take off the winter chills. I may even get inside the Story Machine today to get away from that freezing wind that keeps whistling by. Hi, Bolt. How are you?
Hi, Randall. I'm just holding things together here in the Story Machine. What's going on?
I've come to hear some stories. Room for me inside the machine? It's getting cold out here.
Sure, Randall. Come inside. The Story Machine stays nice and cozy with all these stories to keep us warm.
What was that?
That is Jack Frost. He's covering the Story Machine with frost and ice. Ugh, it's getting cold in here, too.
Let's turn on the Story Machine. That will warm things up.
I'll push the button.
Hello. I'm the Story Machine.
Will you find a story for us, Story Machine? Let's hear a story to keep us warm.
Okay. Here is one. This story has an electric charge that is sure to raise the temperature in here.
Let's hear that one.
Here it is. This story is called Zap, by Krishna Kohl Ahn, when he was in the first grade.
Zap! By Krishna Kohl Ahn.
Ooh, a lightning bug! Yum!
No, it's the electric dinosaur named Sharp Teeth.
Oh, yum! Yum! More lightning bugs! Oh, I love eating electric things. Anything electric is yummy. Oh, what's that? Electric smoke? It is electric smoke. I can eat that. It's coming from an electric house. I want to eat that electric smoke and electric fire, and I want to eat that electric house. I'm going to get it. I'm going to eat that electric house. Something is coming towards me.
Zap!
It's a large electric bolt.
Zap!
Ouch! It zapped me. I am Sharp Teeth, the electric dinosaur, and I still want to eat that electric house. I'm almost there. Oh, I can almost touch it.
Zap!
Oh, I got zapped again.
I am zapping you. Zap!
Ouch!
I am electric robot. I can zap anything. I live in this robot house. This house can make electric smoke and electric fire. I eat electric smoke. Don't eat my house. Zap.
Ouch. Don't zap me. That makes me mad.
Zap.
That one didn't hurt. I caught that one in my sharp teeth.
Try that again. Zap.
Do it again.
Okay, here's another one. Zap.
I'm having so much fun.
This is fun. Come inside. We can eat electric smoke together.
Okay.
Yay. Yay. Come inside. Have some electric smoke.
Okay. Yum, I love electric smoke.
Me too. Yay! Would you like some electric cheese to eat with the electric smoke?
Sure.
Here you go.
I like electric cheese.
Me too. Wow! Oops. You should leave here and eat electronic smoke and fire with me.
Yes, I want to.
Yay, yay, yay!
Yay.
That was an electrifying story.
It sure was. I think it's getting even colder in here. Oh, look, frost is forming all over the walls and the stories in the Story Machine.
Are those icicles on the ceiling?
Do you see that?
What? Where?
There, in the frost, on the wall. It looks like something is written in it.
Oh, yeah. It says, how do snowmen get to work? How do snowmen get to work? I don't know. Do you know how snowmen get to work? And who put that there?
It must be a riddle from Jack Frost. I've heard that he likes to make mischief for people. Maybe if we solve his riddle, the ice and the frost and the story machine will go away.
Well, how do snowmen get to work? I've never asked one. Did they take the bus?
Story machine, while we work on this riddle, can we hear another story? Maybe one that will fire up our imagination.
Of course. Here is a story that will warm your hearts. It is The Fairy Kingdom and the Potion by Tia Walkup, a fifth grader.
The Fairy Kingdom and the Potion by Tia Walkup, fifth grade. Leah, time for bed.
Not yet, Grandma. Please tell me the story of how the Fairy Kingdom was saved.
Again?
Yes, I never get tired of that story. Tell me again how our Fairy Kingdom was put under an evil curse. Oh, and how good overruled evil.
I love this story, too. Shall I bring us some tea?
Yes, please, Grandpa.
Okay. Well, I better start now before it gets too late. Once upon a time, there was a fairy kingdom filled with mermaids, fairies, princes, and princesses, and they lived on a beautiful prairie island. But on the other side of the ocean, there was a small island, and it was filled with evil sorcerers, villains, and witches. One day, a witch, sorcerer, and a villain of the Dark Island got together and decided it was time. It was time to get to the other side of the ocean and fill the world with evil.
It's time! I'm bored.
Our job is done here. We've turned everything on this island to evil. We've turned every flower to poisonous black vines and every butterfly to a sewer creature.
Let's find a way across the ocean and get to Fairy Kingdom. There is lots of good for us to change into evil.
After this important decision, it did not take long for the evil sorcerer, the villain, and the witch to find a way across the ocean. But they did not set out yet. First, they needed to disguise themselves. So they disguised themselves.
Here, witch, use this mustache as a disguise.
No, we need more than that. I can change us into animals.
I want to have long claws.
Me too. I want long claws and teeth.
The evil creatures disguised themselves with the witch's magic. They made their way quickly across the ocean. When they got to the fairy kingdom, everyone saw through their disguise.
Look, Alvina, look at those strange blue animals with long claws and teeth.
Oh my, they appeared so suddenly. And is it odd that the cow-like animal has long claws and long teeth?
What do you think they are, Elvin?
I think they are evil.
Well, let's get out our wands and send evil back to where it came from.
On being recognized, the villains were magically sent back to their island. Now, the witch, sorcerer, and the villain knew better how to disguise themselves in pastel colors with beautiful sparkly hair and glistening eyes. They traveled back over the ocean again, arriving as a light green fairy with golden hair and warm chestnut brown eyes, a pink fairy with rich black hair and eyes more blue than the sky, and a deep brown fairy with lavender hair and seafoam eyes. They landed on the island and decided to fit in for 2 whole days. None of the inhabitants of the fairy kingdom knew they were evil. The witch, sorcerer, and villain secretly sort of liked those 2 days. They secretly had so much fun being nice, playing games and laughing, that they decided to be nice for 5 more days. During those 5 days, some fairies invited them out for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Greetings, fairy. Are you new to this side of the island? I have never met you.
Yeah! I mean, yes.
Well, it's nice to meet you. Elvin and I were just going out for some marigold tea. Would you like to join us? Some lemon balm tea might be good for your scratchy throat.
Yes, you should join us.
That sounds lovely. How nice.
We will show you around. We fairies need to stick together and be aware of evil.
The villain, witch, and sorcerer were delighted that no one could see through their disguise.
This will be so easy.
We can build the perfect trap to poison the whole island with evil.
Let's get a fairy house and decorate it just like the fairies do. Once we fit in and are liked by all the fairies, the island will be all ours.
So, the sorcerer and other evil ones got a house and had fun decorating.
Let's add doilies.
Darn!
Why do these houseplants always turn black when I touch them?
Ooh, let's add sparkles to everything.
After they studied the fairies, the witch gave them tails so they could meet the mermaids. The mermaids also invited them over for dinner. The villain, witch, and sorcerer noticed that the mermaids ate only seafood, so they told the mermaids that they weren't hungry anymore. Witches and villains hate seafood.
I got a shellfish allergy. I can't eat that.
I ate before I came.
Me too.
Then the mermaids asked if the new guests would like to play a game of hide and seek. The evil ones didn't know how to play hide and seek. So, while the mermaids were hiding, the witch, villain, and sorcerer snuck away. The evil trio were relieved when the 5 days were over.
I'm tired of being nice. No more Mr. Nice Guy. Let's get on with ruling the world.
With evil?
Yes, of course, with evil.
Can we still use glitter?
Of course!
The evil ones invited the fairies, princes, and princesses, and mermaids over for a big party.
Look! The guests are coming!
Get out the evil potion.
I brought you a cake made out of flowers.
And I brought you flowers made out of cake.
Get out the evil potion, sorcerer. It's time to serve evil.
Lemonade, anyone? It's organic.
Oh, I'll take some.
Me too.
Yes, please. And thank you.
All the fairies were poisoned with evil. Well, all except one.
That one fairy was you, Grandma, wasn't it?
Yes. You know it was me because you've heard this story a million times. But at that time, no one else knew where I was. I lived in a small flower. It was a special flower that looked normal, but was covered with diamonds on the inside.
And the walls were covered in books.
Yes. I loved to read then as much as I do now. When I got the invitation to the witch, sorcerer, and villain's house, I did not go. I was suspicious all along that they might be villains. Now, I wasn't completely sure, but I had read a lot about villains, and I noticed that their faces resembled the ones I saw in books. Even with their sparkly hair and eyes, they did not look like the other fairies and mermaids. Once I was sure and had thoroughly studied the Fairy Encyclopedia of Villains, I hurried as fast as I could to their house. I had made a magic potion that I read in the book, the Fairy's Book of Spells for Transformational Good.
We still use that potion today, don't we, Grandma?
Yes, we do. It is sold on every corner nowadays. Now, where were we? Oh, yes. The whole island had turned evil. As I was saying, I rushed to the villain's house. To blend in, I pretended I was evil too. And while they weren't looking, I poured my potion over the villains. They were so surprised.
What's happening to you?
Your horns are shrinking.
And look at your tongue. It's no longer forked.
Your curled up toes are unraveling.
I still have my glitter? I still have my glitter.
They also noticed they felt very different.
I feel like planting flowers.
That's weird. But you know what's weirder? I feel like helping you.
I feel so happy. Let's go plant flowers. I'm going to plant flowers all over town. Sparkly flowers.
They all became good again and lived happily ever after.
Wait, you forgot a part. You forgot to say, and that's how I met your grandpa.
Yeah, don't leave me out. You just couldn't resist a glittery and once evil-turned-good sorcerer.
Okay, okay, you're right. I decided to plant flowers with the sorcerer with the glittery beard. And that is how I met your grandpa.
Oh, and saved the island.
And saved the fairy kingdom. Good night, Leah.
Good night.
That was such a magical story! And the potion the fairy made sounds great! I wish I had a potion to warm me up, like hot cocoa!
It was a terrific story.
My imagination is all fired up now. I think I might have an answer for the riddle. How do snowmen get to work? They roll there. Get it? Because to make snowmen, first you make a snowball, and balls roll. And then you give it eyes and arms, maybe a nose.
I don't think that was the answer.
Oh, I know! Snowmen take a polar bear to work!
That wasn't the answer either. I think we may need a clue. Is it getting colder in here?
Snowmen travel from here to there on something that rolls everywhere.
A clue? I think that was Jack Frost. Thanks, Mr. Frost.
Something that rolls everywhere.
A skateboard!
Story machine, can we hear one more story? One that is sure to help us melt this riddle? How do snowmen get to work?
Great idea.
This is a perfect story. T-Rex Eats Hot Lava by Soren Karstensen, a kindergartner.
T-Rex Eats Hot Lava by Soren Karstensen.
Hey, dinosaurs! Dinosaurs, where are you? There you are. We have to run away. There is a lot of hot lava coming.
Hey, Warriosaurus. Yeah, we saw there was lava coming, but we have nothing to worry about. T-Rex will be here soon. He's always here to save us.
Well, we can go on about our day as usual, just soaking up the sun, man. T-Rex will be here any minute.
Whoa, T-Rex better hurry. There is a lot of lava coming. I mean a lot. Really, guys, a lot.
Hey, cool it, man. Here comes T-Rex.
Whoa, this lava sure is hot. Hi, dinosaurs.
Oh, hello there, T-Rex.
Hey, T-Rex.
I will eat this lava so it doesn't burn you.
Oh, thanks. That's nice.
Oh, this lava sure is hot.
Oh!
Whoa!
My goodness, it's like a robot transforming thing.
Transforming robot!
Wow.
Greetings! Hello there.
Where am I? Where did I land?
You are in a prehistoric jungle.
It's nice, but it's very hot.
That's because of all the lava. I have to eat it or it will burn me and my friends.
Why don't you move?
I move around a lot. See, I move my legs, and I move my arms. I move around quickly and eat the lava so it doesn't get us.
No, I mean, why don't you and your dino friends move to a new home? Move somewhere else. If you stay away, the hot lava won't burn you.
Okay. Thanks, Transformer. Let's move, dinos.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, we don't know what else is out there. I mean, it's pretty nice here, except for the lava.
Yeah, what if there were none of these awesome rocks and caves there, man?
Take it from me, Warrior Action Figure. There is a lot of other rocks and caves out there, and plenty of other things like waterfalls, oceans, and space.
That sounds like so exciting to me.
Oh. Let's go.
Okay, I guess we can go.
Okay,
then.
Cool, man.
Yeah. Ooh, and it's like an adventure.
Well, I hope it's nice there.
Thanks, Transforming Robot.
You're welcome.
Wasn't that story dynamite?
It sure was. I just wish we had some hot lava here right now. Okay, let's solve that riddle. How do snowmen get to work? Reindeer.
I think the answer has to have wheels. Jack's clue said that they roll.
How about a wheelbarrow?
Wait, I think I've got it. How do snowmen get to work? By icicle.
Randall! That's it! You got it! It's getting warm again inside the story machine!
Isn't that the funniest thing you've ever heard? Traveling by icicle is my favorite way to travel.
Are you Jack Frost? I'm Randall the Reading Rat, and this is Bolt.
Yeah, I sure am. Nice to meet you. Thanks for playing a frosty winter game with me. I like to cause a little wintry mischief this time of year.
My icicle! Hilarious! That was a tough riddle to crack. I'm glad we had such great stories to help us out.
Yeah, those were amazing stories. Do you think any child might ever write one about me? Or winter magic?
We'll see. If they do, we'll be sure to share them with all of you.
Well, until then, I'm gonna keep traveling on the wind, telling riddles, and spreading winter magic.
Bye, Mr. Frost.
Bye, Mr. Frost. Now that the riddle is solved, I've got to go. Bye, Randall.
Goodbye, Bolt. Goodbye, Story Machine. Goodbye, everyone. And remember, keep writing.
Goodbye. The Stories Alive podcast is a production of Stories Alive and Jefferson Public Radio. The show is recorded and produced in the studios in the campus of Southern Oregon University in Ashland, Oregon. Our show is produced by Anna Byers. Our audio engineer is Blake Helmkin. Original music by Brian Jeffs. The cast includes Anna Byers, Jean Renault, Kirk McKenzie, Michael Meyer, Tom Berich, and Caroline Schaefer. The executive producer of Stories Alive is Eric Teal. To learn more about the show and hear other great stories, please visit us at storiesalive.org. Until next time, I'm the Story Machine. Goodbye.